Today marks 3 weeks since Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke handed President Trump his recommendations about what should happen to the two huge national monuments in Utah. We know he didn't suggest rescinding them, but Zinke has refused to reveal much else. Utah Governor Gary Herbert thinks he has an idea what might happen to Grand Staircase Escalante.
He indicated to me, as has been said by a number of people, and I'm one of them, that if there's ever an example of abuse of the Antiquities Act and an overreach, it's the Grand Staircase Escalante. Again, we were lied to by the Clinton administration. Our governor, Governor Leavitt, found out about it by reading it in the newspaper, even though the day before they'd said it wasn't going to happen. 1.9 million acres, and yet the Antiquities Act says the smallest area possible to protect the objects that need protection. And you won't find 1.9 million acres in the Grand Staircase Escalante that need protection.
That claim might not sit well with a large number of environmental organizations, outdoor gear companies, even local businesses in communities like Boulder, Escalante, or Kanab. In any case, the real question is, what will President Trump do?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I know that at least he's indicated that was an overreach. I think there's the possibility of carving it up into smaller monuments, two or three, that actually protects the areas that need protection. And so we'll have to see what his recommendation is, what the president does. I believe on the bear's ears, the indication there seems to be of one of shrinking the size down, but making sure we keep protections in place with the BLM properties, and naming recreational areas and protections. You don't have to have a monument to do that. And the biggest thing for, I think, a lot of us is to, in fact, through legislation, give the Native Americans more say in the management of the lands they consider sacred.
A coalition of tribal groups pushed for the creation of bear's ears during the Obama administration. They've threatened to sue if the president tries to trim the monument.
If they litigate, it may be litigating, at least in my view, against their own best interests.
Monument supporters, though, argue Herbert acted against the state's best interests by allowing outdoor retailers to pull their lucrative trade show out of Salt Lake over a disagreement about bear's ears.